I think you just have it so easy. Meanwhile, I'm huffing and puffing up the elevator.
Huffing and puffing up the elevator? The elevator doesn't even have stairs.
That is exactly my point.
Ken, it's starting hot, buddy.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Are you in love but arguing? Then it's time for another episode of The Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at Josh's annoying.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as your wife loves you but doesn't like you.
It's always The Afternoons.
This is a live podcast recording, by the way. We might occasionally look into the cameras. Yeah. We got Ikaika, the Hawaiian hunk, on the ones and twos. But this also is released as a podcast Friday mornings.
Yep.
So some of you, in fact, most of you, more of you actually, listen still on the podcast form. My name is Ken Dapsuk, and you may have been witness to part of something pretty serious. Take us through it. Hi, Amanda. You look great in green.
Amazing.
I love this just green fantastic color on you.
Again.
Green and blonde. It's like a royal combination here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to butter her up because she did not look happy.
She walked in and just gave me this look like I ran over the dog.
We don't even have a dog.
That's the crazy part is I ran over a dog, but I don't have one.
It's just one of those days.
I literally did nothing.
No, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You call.
Yeah. Did you get her pregnant? Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you
did,
got me pregnant, which is exactly what I wanted, but yeah. I'm just having a day, you know? I told Josh when I walked in, I always love him, but I don't always like him.
I literally have done nothing today but work. I've done is work.
But then I said,
for this family, okay? I did a morning show. Mm-hmm. I worked on a one sheet all day.
It's a great one sheet.
I did another live stream for Van Control Football. And now I'm here doing another show.
He's having fun all day.
Mark.
Yes.
Was I not working all day today?
You were working your ass off today.
Thank you.
Thursday's Josh's busy.
Yeah, that's his busy day.
We're busy every day.
And we're busy every day.
He loves doing this, though. This isn't like hard for him. This is like, this is fun for him. So I just imagine him over here like.
It's also a lot of work. It's also. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens. Yeah,
when I walked in here today. That's all I saw was Josh like bang 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 bang. I got to be careful. I don't want to defend Josh too much and incur the wrath of a 9 month
nine month plus
pregnant woman. I don't want to upset you.
No, I know he's working hard. I know he is. He's literally done nothing. I said to him, "Don't you have days where you just don't really like me?" And he's like, "Yeah, but I don't tell you that." Well, this is the whole point.
But it's
though.
Like so I'm few and far between.
Honest.
It's not like I walk into your to a show and I'm like, you look
good. This is great. I want to dive into this a little bit. And this is dangerous ground. Grace is not here to defend herself. Yeah. I don't want to say anything out of turn or anything that's secretive. But sometimes, yes, I get the same thing. I'm just like, you're really annoying. I'm just playing MLB The Show. Yeah, you're really annoying when you do it. So yeah. I tell her, I would never say that to you.
Thank you, Ken.
Amanda, is that just the price we pay for being the penises?
I think so. Because I also think we just know that you would react better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
And look, we're talking in a very heteronormative kind of normal relationship. I would die to see other kind of relationships out there, what the dynamic is too. And if you're in chat, I want to know that stuff. Because my perspective is man-woman here. But I feel sometimes that's it. That she just looks at me and is just like, "I love you. You do so much. You keep me safe and warm and supply a lot of warmth and food and cook dinners for me.
Yep.
I just don't like you."
Yeah, it's kind of that whole thing. Like, do you guys, everyone listening? I know everyone can relate. Does your partner ever just like their breathing bother you? Like, if they're breathing too loudly, are you like, or if chewing their food too much? It's like.
Josh,
like
your
you
defense?
Love them. You love them, but you're also like, God, they're the worst, but also amazing. I just, you know, sometimes I have days like that. Mainly recently because I'm heavily pregnant and uncomfortable, and I just feel like I.
Let me circle
I'm
back
over
here.
Josh, don't.
Vincente Delgado in chat says, you're playing with fire.
He's not.
Robbie wrong. Mason says, relationships are fine in theory. I love that one.
Here's the thing. Is that about 9.5 months ago, I said, mm-hmm. I don't think we should have a kid in a pandemic. And now, 2 weeks out from having a daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would like to also say that there's two sides. You wanted this just as much, if not
you're
more.
Right. You're absolutely right. I'm not complaining about being pregnant. I love being pregnant, but it's also...
You don't love
being
pregnant.
That's not true. I do love being pregnant, but I can love things that aren't easy. It's not. It's hard being pregnant. I can still love it, but not mm-hmm. find it to be easy or enjoyable. Okay. I fell in love with you.
Oh, Ikaika, hit the fucking soundbite. Jesus.
I give you permission.
If that was ever a time for a soundbite.
I had to.
Now you
give
me permission.
I set it up. Here's
the thing about drops, Ikaika. For me, drops, if you hit it at the right moment, it's perfection.
Yeah.
All right. So free run. Nat in chat, Josh, says this. Maybe it's because guys don't pay much attention in general. And I think Nat might be right.
That's actually a really good
Christy McGee's
point.
Got an Amen Amanda going in chat.
Yeah. Listen, I support my wife in everything all the time. I make her dinners. I'm always lovely to her. The other day I have this weighted club. It's like a golf club and it's weighted and I swing it around the house. Mm-hmm. And Amanda just looks at me. She's like, enough. Okay. Listen, I never said those words to my wife. I've never gone enough to her ever.
Because I don't do anything repetitively like that. What do I do that's like.
I mean, I'm not going to go on. I'm not going to go on air.
Please do.
He's sitting on it, and I understand. He's sitting on it.
I would love him to go on, say something.
I got told last night, I don't like the way you sleep on your pillow.
Uh-huh. I mean, I've ruined many a pillow with sweat, Ken.
Yeah, the pillow thing, I actually just, I bought some new pillow.
Isaac says, don't speak, Josh. Don't speak, Josh. Don't speak. You're right, Isaac.
I know that, like, I would say one of the biggest things right now that probably really drives Josh crazy and he would never say anything to me mm-hmm. is my sleeping habits. But there's nothing I can do about it. No, I'm in so much pain at night mm-hmm. that like I know it keeps him up, my tossing and turning, but there's truly nothing I can do. I used to go out to the couch to avoid keeping him awake.
Or night terrors, yeah.
But now it doesn't matter where I lay, I'm still just in so much pain. So it's like I dread going to bed at night.
Yeah.
And I get so excited to wake up because I just want to have an excuse to get out of the bed and not lay down so anymore. Bad. But I'm so exhausted. It's like that whole thing of like, I'm so tired, but I have nowhere to lay down comfortably.
Yeah.
And I know that's not enjoyable for Josh because it does wake him up at night.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
there's just nothing I can do. I would love to have... The solution is getting the baby out. That is the only thing that might fix it.
That might be it,
And
yeah.
then we're not going to sleep at all, but mm-hmm. at least we have a different reason.
I mean, I don't care about her sleeping habits. I can sleep through a freight train accident right inside of our apartment.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, I'm a sound sleeper. Once I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
Yeah, but my moving, I'm mm-hmm. like a lot bigger now. So when I move, it's like...
It's not as bad as you think. It's not as bad as you think. Because I know as soon as I move in the bed, you're like...
That's so sweet.
So I try.
That's just because I'm not even asleep. When I'll go to bed at, say, I don't know, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem falling asleep.
Right.
But then I'll wake up feeling like, oh, nice. I got like a nice long stretch. It must be like at least 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Then I look at the clock. It's 12:30. I'm I have to do this for like 6 more hours. I can't.
Sammy Leon Mendoza says, you need to build up momentum to switch sides.
That's, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well said.
It takes me a good like 3 minutes to get to the other side.
And our boy Senior Film threw in a super chat then he's a legend. Thank you, Senior Film. I didn't say anything in the super chat, but then responded with, Makuga, get out of there. It's a trap.
Chat is on fire. Chat is on fire.
Yeah.
Chris West, who provided candy for your wedding.
Yes, he did. Chris West from Molly and Pop.
Is my
favorite candy. Same
stuff. Well, where did that comment go? It was so great here. Where did it go? He has several in here, but Chris admitted he gets into trouble. He says, I'm hiding in the corner right now. Oh, God, he had a great comment. Ah, I'm so stupid.
Well done,
I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid.
I wish there was a way to search comments, like type in, you know.
Keywords. Mm-hmm. Speaking of key chats, if you're watching the show live, you can donate to the Good People Association. You can also go to streamlabs.com/goodpeoplegpa. A portion of the proceeds right now going to our buddy, in honor of our buddy Graham Butler, was a founding member. And we're a charity fundraiser for Fairy Bricks UK. There's a GoFundMe at the top of this chat. There's a description in the YouTube video, all that kind of stuff. We miss you, Graham. Good stuff.
Yeah, and we appreciate Wednesday night. You guys, we're going to be able to make a very good donation that Brent and Eric from Shinedown are going to match. So we appreciate you all doing for that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's going crazy. And Chris asked me, I always don't want this to be a super, super live chat discussion, but everyone in chat, Josh and Amanda, are so freaking good.
Yeah, they're good.
But Chris, I gotta tell you, he says, does Grace ever find Lego or Star Wars toys in the bed? No, they're not allowed in the house.
Ken has a shed.
I have a storage shed.
Oh, yeah. That is so good. And if I started finding Legos in the bed, I'd be like, what is going on?
What I do have, you guys have been in my house, my living room. We have the dueling piano living room.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was her idea, by the way.
I love that.
But all the stuff, she'll just sometimes come into that part of the living room to stare at the stuff and go, so when are we going to get rid of all this? I'm like, we're not. Well. And she goes, do you have room at that office? I'm like, we don't. We do not.
We have less room here than in your own, that's for sure.
Yeah. I think I let Josh have it for a while. You had your set in there for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The set,
which was kind of his version of his.
But the Bo Jackson posters came down fast.
Oh, they came down real quick.
Oh, in the bedroom. Oh, yeah, no. But you had the set. That was enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was enough.
Oh, man.
Now he doesn't really have anything but his bathroom.
Now I've got Bo Jackson cards in a drawer. I do.
You have a Bo Jackson painting in your bathroom.
I do have a Bo Jackson painting in my bathroom. And my Seinfeld painting in my bathroom.
Yeah, anything he wants to hang, I tell him he can put it in his bathroom.
Josh, when you're going tinks, do you stare at that poster and go, Bo Jackson says hello?
He's behind me, so it's on the wall behind the toilet. So when I'm peeing, I look at him and I think, here was a ball player.
There we go. Kristy McGee, thanks for that super chat. Going to help out our buddy Graham. Kristy McGee's on fire in chat today, too. She's just clapping, clapping, clapping.
Our girl, Anka Van Duren, just put the letter H in a super chat. Thank you, Anka. Anka also, we were talking about my screaming yesterday on the Good People Live.
We're going to be able to, did we play that? Did you play that in positivity?
What, the screaming?
Yeah.
Oh, no, her screaming, her singing.
Yeah.
I did not play it, but it is fantastic. If you go to her Twitter, I've retweeted it as well. She gives an opera scream. It's pretty good. It's pretty solid. It's what they call the Dutch scream.
I'm just so Dutch impressed with scream. The Shinedown fans that have adopted these weirdos in the corner here at GPA and Amanda. It just means a lot. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this too. I was telling Grace last night, I was like, it's so fun. Most of the Shinedown fans that are interacting with us are women.
Yeah.
So our chat has this wonderful energy.
It does.
This wonderful family energy that we don't have on other YouTube shows because it's mostly dudes going, your take on Batman sucks.
Yeah.
So
anime is real, you dumb idiot. I know it's real. I just can't do it. My ears and my eye holes don't work with anime.
I can't do it.
Just don't.
I can't do it. I've tried. I mean, I love Robotech, but that's a very Americanized. They literally took Japanese anime and turned it into an American TV show.
I like how you say anime.
I know. That sounds really beautiful.
Like
hello,
manga.
My Aunt Sharon.
Manga. Hawaiian kid.
It's the hunk. The Hawaiian hunk.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong about that? It's anime more than anime.
I always say anime, but it could be
like he's
anime.
Got the Dr. Mario just to rub it in my
face. Oh, God. Nice. What's going on with that?
I stink.
For those listening in the podcast, when we cut to Ikaika, he has a green screen, and on the back, it's Dr. Mario.
Yeah, and I've been playing it on Twitch every now and then. Thank you all for tuning in to the Twitch. It is part of work, babe. I'm not just over here doing a Jock Jams entry every day.
Okay, sure. You're sure having a lot of fun when you're here. Every time I call, he's like, just stirring the crock pot. Just playing some video games.
That's work. That's work.
Wow, that sounds hard.
Look, we've got long. I
know he works hard. I know he does.
For 17 years, I got crapped on by people in an industry where I'm a punchline of jokes, even though I did dangerous, amazing things to help people. I'm happy that I have a crock pot to watch Josh Stewart right now.
See, we've made it, guys. We thanks to all of you, we have somewhat made it, at least for the next few months. Yeah. We have made it, and we appreciate it. And that hot crock pot is, I mean, it had a blowout with Sinead this morning. I mean, she got
big fight.
Set. Huge fight.
Big fight.
Sinead and the crock pot do not get along, and it is a scene.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm with her. I don't like trend cooking or whatever, you know.
I love
a crock pot because it's the easiest thing. You can act like you're a real chef, yeah. But you just throw a bunch of crap in a crock pot and it does it itself.
It slow cooks it.
You don't have to do anything. And then when you're done, you're like, look at this gourmet meal
slow
I just made.
Slow cooking.
Robbie Meeson says it perfect in chat. Mm-hmm. Hashtag crock pot 2024. You're right. Mm. She's bold. She's strong. Mm-hmm. She has never failed us. Even with hot ham water, I didn't give her enough time to make the ham.
Ew, hot ham water? Is that what you called that?
It was split pea soup the next morning.
It was good. Yeah. Emily Benoist with Super Chat says, my Aunt Anime is a lovely woman.
Yeah, Emily Benoist.
Yeah.
Is that you. Supergirl? Isn't
it? Is.
Is that Supergirl? Yeah. Emily Benoist?
Yeah.
Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she has the same last name. Yeah. I don't know what Supergirl's first name is.
Melissa Benoist. Thank you, Ken. Well done.
I've never even seen nice 2 seconds name. Of that show.
I watched a whole first half of season for TV Talk, and that's when I walked into Dennis Senn's office and I said, I'm done doing this. I can't do this show anymore. I'm out. And then TV Talk got canceled 2 weeks later.
I love that stuff. Jennifer Motto with a super chat. Thank you for supporting our friend Graham, who listened to Shinedown all day today after yesterday's GPA Live. This girl did amazing. That's awesome.
Shinedown is fantastic.
I love that kind of stuff because it can get frustrating where, like, I my friends Alex and Molly, they do Star Wars Explained, and they have whole careers based around talking Star Wars. They threw up some Indiana Jones videos, and people were like, get out of here with that. And it's just insane. Like you get pigeonholed. Yeah. And so I understood on TV Talk where you're like, there's so many great shows that I could talk about. But the clicks are
certain.
Jessica Flash and the Green Bowl.
Yes. And, you know, that's my bad on me. I mean, I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
I don't think it's your bad.
It's sort of like how, you know, it's sort of like how Amanda comes in and she's like, I love you all the time, but I don't like you right now. Right. It's like I like TV all the time. I just didn't like that show.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel, you know, you feel for people that are in sports, right? That want to talk about something else one time. And they're like, hey, why don't you talk about the NFL? Like for us, it's like, hey, you shut up and talk about what we're used to you talking about. Don't even try anything else, you big dum-dums. And then we start the Good People Association. And here we are, a group of people, of good people, that we are all talking about whatever we want, whether it's love, good affection, people. Music, smoothies, pregnancy, a beaver. You know, we've got it all. And tomorrow is just, if you are listening to the podcast today on a Friday, and you want to go watch the Positivity Report, tomorrow I have a person coming on that Amanda introduced me to.
I'm intrigued.
Via Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. Her name is Lonnie Pike, and her Instagram handle is Gray Hair and Tattoos. Her email, very similar. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't want to give away your emails. Like,
jeez, what are you saying?
That's the joke, though. You want to know Tom Cruise's email? It's tomcruise@gmail.com.
Guaranteed. He just filters out the spam. David Bowie's, I can say this now because unfortunately the man passed away. He was my buddy. I had his email. It was really simple. David.Bowie@gmail.com.
Remember at one point in the 90s he had his own internet server?
Yes.
My roommates all signed up for that because they're big Bowie fans. And I was too, but they were like, we got Bowie net. I'm like, what's the internet?
what is this?
Wow, I didn't know that.
But Lonnie is coming on tomorrow's and today's Positivity Report. And I just can't wait to talk to her. She's like a breath of positivity. She's in her fit. And it goes kind of back to the Ken talking to Scott Mance and saying, I can't be talking about Star Wars into my 50s. And Scott Mance saying,
Why not?
So you can talk about and be whatever you want for as long as you want.
That's true.
We posted a video a couple weeks ago of a guy, 99 years old, hitting a golf ball. 100 years old, hitting a golf ball. 101 years old, hitting a golf ball. 102 years old, still hitting a golf ball.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
You can do it. I don't want to live that long, but you can do it if you do.
Speaking of being whoever you want to be, I watched that Palmer movie last night.
Yeah.
And I finished Palmer. It. Today.
Oh, did you finish it today? Which we only had like 10 minutes up. Timberlake?
Timberlake. Okay. I know. Justin Timberlake, honestly, he's talented.
He's good in this movie.
Really
he's
talented. Good.
Let me ask you this question.
I don't want him to be, but
two years in, you'd be saying you're annoying.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I don't even really find him that attractive, to be honest. But
I think you're lying in front of Josh.
No, I'm not. I swear. I'm really not. I never have really found him to be...
Do we have a liar button?
I loved NSYNC, but I never... No, I really never was like, ooh, Justin Timberlake, he's so hot. I just
see? There you go. Yep.
I just... But thanks, he's incredible. I do love his music, perfect. And God, he's a good actor.
He actually is a very good actor.
I don't disagree with that at all. I've talked about this before, but help. Like, I remember when Lady Gaga first showed up, and I was just like...
pronounced Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I was like, who's this idiot meat? Who's this idiot in me, kids these days?
Then I saw her meat dresses.
Yeah, then I saw her on SNL, and I was like, that was the best song in the world.
I know.
And it's a lesson when you get older, too, of just like, calm down. Calm down.
Yeah.
Don't hate crockpots, Amanda. Hey. Just enjoy the
meat. Look who's here. What's look that? Who's in the chat. What's Dad that? Williams says, fun fact, Palmer's directed by Fisher Stevens.
Fisher Stevens?
Oh, I did see that. I don't know who that is, he's but got I did cleftist. See that name
he's got
in the credits.
In his chin? Like you?
Yeah, underneath this mop of gray hair.
You can still see it if you look hard enough.
Thad's watching. That's good.
What else did Fisher Stevens do?
Yeah, what did Fisher Stevens do?
He was a big 80s actor, kind of a Rat Packy type of era. Thad, take notes on some stuff here in the studio, okay? there's going to be a fee for you. Don't worry about it.
You've seen him before and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fisher Stevens.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Okay, I loved it. I thought it was just
it was a sweet, sweet, amazing
beautiful,
story.
Beautiful, sweet story. Yeah. And I've fallen so in love with this little boy in the movie.
Palmer.
It's on Apple TV.
It's the story of a gentleman Palmer. Making iced tea and lemonade.
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Palmer, the story of Justin Timberlake and chasing Arnold Palmer's record of most golf clubs made in the Latrobe area outside Pittsburgh.
There you go.
No, it's a beautiful story about acceptance and childhood and bullying and life and, you know, Louisiana.
I love
all of that together.
Yeah. I thought the little boy was just so...
Laura Palmer.
They made him such a positive, like, he just loved who he was and wasn't going to change for anybody, and I loved that, even though he was bullied.
I love that.
He was kind of like, I'm...
Like a good story for good people.
Yes, he was like, I'm just going to be who I want to be, and if no one's seen that before and they can't accept it, well, then I'll be the first... to do it.
This lovely little kid, his name is Ryder Allen.
Oh,
and in this
so
little
cute.
Headshot of his, does he not like kind of resemble a young Corey Feldman?
Yeah, yeah.
Little
Corey
kind
Feldman
of.
And Stand By Me, kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah. He was adorable in it. Juno Temple,
she's
also in it. She
also
plays
amazing.
The meth-riddled mom.
And always
great.
Plays the crazy.
Yeah.
But she's so good.
And
I loved it.
The breakout star is Alicia Wainwright, who is the teacher.
Alicia
and
Wainwright.
She is something. She's fantastic. What? You said you didn't like me. I'm gonna run into it.
I didn't realize you had the hots for her.
I thought she was very attractive.
Look, man.
Oh, interesting.
Look, man. That's not fair.
Yeah, I walked right
that's
into
not
it.
Fair.
Okay, first of all, I'm not walking in being like, I just don't like you and I want to go bone down on Justin Timberlake. Like,
bone down.
Is that a term or
no, I don't know. I just, I,
bring it
I didn't want
to
say bang.
Bone
come on, bone it down, bone it down. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say bang.
This fall, but I'm bone down.
I'm not like, wow,
David
I don't
Boreanaz.
Like you, but you know who I have the hots for?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your fat, pregnant wife is sitting next to you. You don't say you have the hots for someone else.
I didn't say I had the hots. I was like, I think she is.
You say, that is what you said, basically.
Shoot, see, this is a real, this is a male-female dynamic. I totally know I'm just talking about that perspective. But like Grace and I, you know, Grace is, she's bisexual and has dated women for a long time. And here's old schlubby me. So we'll be watching Game of Thrones.
Well, Kenny, know about
and
this.
Indira Varma, you know, Ilaria Sand, Pedro Pascal's, paramour in the show comes walking up and Grace goes,
babe.
Ooh, she's a real dish. I'm like, I don't know what you're seeing. I don't know what's going on.
I'll agree with Grace.
I'm waiting for swords.
And by the way, dumb, you're not fat. You are pregnant and you are gorgeous.
That's right.
Okay, see? Also, I am a little fat, but it's fine. It comes with pregnancy. What am I going
to
do?
Getting on down to bone down.
It's a ballast weight. You know, it's
a ballast weight.
It's like
I'm not going to be this way forever, I hope. I
no,
mean,
you're not.
I feel the Peloton.
I
feel like I'm going to be this way forever. Like, I still can't wrap my head around the fact that I have a baby inside me and she's going to come out in a matter of weeks. But
She's in there doing what Amanda thinks I do at work all day. She's just like,
this child already, not even born into this world yet, is already making me a complete, like, anxious basket case. and she's not even here yet. I really worry about
you're going to be on
who I'll become and how Josh is going to handle that.
I had a blackout like this afternoon where I was thinking about, man, I hope I don't like forget something in a diaper bag, and then all of a sudden I'm stuck at a McDonald's waiting in line for spicy chicken McNuggets. Mm. My baby like just goes nuts, and I'm like, I don't have the binky.
You will do that 100%. I think every parent does that. Binky. Every parent forgets something.
Yeah.
But because I'm like OCD and neurotic, I'll probably have packed your diaper bag for you.
Yeah, probably. Amanda texted me on Tuesday. She's like, we should pack your hospital bag tonight. I'm like, okay. And that's 3 weeks away. But
yeah. Well, you know what you said to me was, you want to time me? Like, oh, yeah, you like time how me? Fast you
close,
can do it?
Close, snacks,
first
close.
Of all, oh, you think a Game Boy. You think it's 3 weeks away. Anything can happen. I don't know. I'll tell you what. Walking up and down our stairs today, I felt like she could have fallen out. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, you got to be ready to go, Josh. Water could break. Boom. You got to like Ben Stiller to begin a Royal Tenenbaums. Do that fire alarm.
It's on her terms.
You should be doing to me, I think it's actually kind of a funny idea, is like middle of the night, just wake me up, like do kind of like Cried Wolf kind of a thing, just to see how quick I can get things ready to go. Test, fire drill.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, all right.
I think, yeah. Get that backpack.
Then I wake you up for no reason.
Kristen McGee says she arrived 3.5 weeks early.
Whoa.
Wow. My niece arrived 3 weeks early, too. I was told that she's quite large right now, which I don't really think is accurate. I mean,
Sammy Leon Mendoza says, my last one came 6 weeks early. We had nothing ready. Well, I will say this. Amanda has had everything ready. She saw that she was pregnant on the test, and then the nursery was built the next day.
That's true. I wasn't that early, but I was pretty early. I waited until
I
waited until we knew that it was a healthy pregnancy.
It's true. I will say this. After I proposed on December 11th, okay? And I said, let's start planning the wedding after the new year. Well, let's enjoy this little bit of like engagement time. And then we can start to.
That's true. It was
on December 18th. She's like, we're going to have to do it. And I was like,
okay, you said planning. You didn't say decision making. I didn't put anything in writing until
January.
Let's go
to the refs behind the board. Ikai Kashaiba, the Hawaiian Hunk, Mark Riley on the ones and twos on the bar, Mike.
Hello.
Are planning and making decisions the same thing? Mark, remember who you work with every day versus who scares you more. It's a trap.
God, let me look at my notes real quick. planning and making a decision? I would say are not the same thing for me because planning is, you know, you have to weigh
Andy
all these
Kaika?
Options.
What do we think?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark!
Mm-hmm. But he's
well,
right.
No,
it's
well
true.
Said, Mark. It's good. Mike Todd says in the chat, talk about splitting hairs. Yeah. Thanks, dude. Trying to win one battle here today.
I think you're not going to win. Someone say something to you? Or someone said something in the chat or something last week, I think, that was like,
it's a trap.
You should know that a penis is always wrong or something.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah,
I forget
totally.
Who said that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I mean,
points go to Amanda, says Jennifer Maddow.
Well, always. Points always go to Amanda. Yeah. Always go to Amanda. Right?
It's the way. But it's the best way.
They do. Yeah.
It's the best way.
It's the best way.
You know? So, old Kenny Nobother says, I came out on the day I was supposed to arrive with no labor wrapped in the umbilical cord. The doctor was like, literally said the words, this baby should be dead.
Oh, and here you are.
I was just like this. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Look at you now.
Yeah. Yeah, that explains it all. Amanda 10, Josh 0 says that.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, bud. No. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I the way that the doctors measure how big they think your baby is so ridiculous. Like they take a circumference of their head and they're like, yeah, she's definitely 8 pounds already. I'm like, what? Meanwhile, our friends just had a baby and they were told 3 weeks ago, before they had the baby, that he was already like 6 pounds. So he was probably going to be big when he was born. He was born at 6 pounds this week. Like
6 pounds.
There's no way to really tell. I do hope I have a big baby, but.
You know, you come out like.
I don't know if I'm that lucky. I feel big. She feels big, but I'm not sure. She's 7.5 pounds already.
7.5 pounds. She's going to come out like, listen, I was 8-something. Ben was 7-something.
Yeah, but you were almost 2 weeks late.
Yeah, I was 2 weeks late. I was in there just chilling.
Just like, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
All living this amniotic fluid around me. Is that what it's called? Amniotic fluid?
Amniotic.
Amniotic. Amniotic is that's a good drink. Yeah. Ikaika, what you got?
I was 9.5.
Whoa.
9.5.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, he came out.
I would love a 9.5 pound baby if it was not vaginal. Sorry. But like if I
there's the V word.
If I have to have a C-section, give me that 10 pound baby for sure.
I watched these two doctors talk about vaginal birth the other day. I went down like a YouTube wormhole when we were talking about it, and I got to tell you, that is terrifying.
Is that like an ASMR channel?
No, it was
What are you watching? Also, I asked Josh, like, because
I was going to read the books, but I was like, YouTube's probably got a lot of info.
YouTube's got.
Oh yeah, let's trust that for sure.
She seemed trustworthy.
I did ask Josh though, like, because you know we have a breech baby, so she's.
What does that mean?
Means she's upside down. So
right, and that's why you're hoping for the flip book.
It's like a beached whale. It's a breached baby, so it's on there just going.
No, it's not. Oh. She seems very comfortable where she is.
Yeah, she just living the dream.
But she, typically when you get to a certain point, which I have passed, the baby naturally makes its way head down because
it's like, it's time to go.
It's time to go. Like, it's time
to
exit.
She's packing up her things.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Our baby's not doing that. She likes
I forgot my toothbrush.
Yeah. It's a macuga.
She is not in the correct position. So we've obviously had to look at all of our options. And I asked Josh, like, how do you feel about a C-section versus vaginal? Because I have an opinion about it. But
I would hope so.
I asked him and he was like, he just kind of looked at me like, how am I supposed to answer
that? How are you supposed to answer that?
And even my doctor, because he has to FaceTime into my appointments, he can't come. Yeah. So my doctor asked, like, Josh, do you have any input over FaceTime? And he's like, no, it's whatever she wants. And my doctor was like, very smart.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? You know what? I correct prefer answer. Vaginal because it's like my thing. I'm like really into the vaginal stuff now.
Well, of course he was like, I mean.
I'm also totally into cesarean, bro. Like me and cesarean, like Donnie Nickelback and Frenchie McDougal's. We're hanging out. It was cesarean's turn. I was like, bro, make the section. Make the section.
Course, ultimately, he's like,
make the section.
Like, am I walking into something?
I mean,
but also, like, I wouldn't be mad if you had a C-section. I was like, okay, of course.
I want whatever you want, but also, there is nothing in my body. Is every man that has ever gone through a vaginal birth has said the same thing? He's like, it's not great, man. It's not great, and so. There is nothing in my body that's
are
like,
there
man.
There are a lot of men going through vaginal births.
No. That are like in the room for the vaginal births. Like my dad was like, it was a nightmare. And
that is so horrible. First of all, men say that, but in the moment, you know, you always say as the woman, you're like, just keep your head up here. Like, don't look. When the doctor says that your baby's head is coming out, every man I know has rushed down to watch the birth of their baby. You are so wrong.
Babe, I have such a photographic memory. There's no way that ever gets burned out of my head.
So what?
Cody Hall's in chat.
It's not gross. Cody. It's Cody your Hall. Baby.
Grant was 8 pounds, only 60 pounds less than his dad currently is.
Cody's great. I want a Wanger Josh pretty soon so we can see if Cody will win.
Yes, great call. Great call.
Cody Hall, that's amazing, by the way. Cody Hall, did you have any opinions on the style of birth?
Yeah. I think it's actually upsetting that men get so like grossed out by vaginal birth. First of all, it's the woman you're having a child with, and second, it's the birth of your baby. What is gross about it?
Josh, or disturbing, or anything?
Answer. It's nature.
This
is
a trap.
Yes, it is.
Please answer now.
You're being a total. Like,
oh, here it comes.
Bro-y bro. Ew, I hate it. You're like, I'm not going down look at the vagina because babe, that's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
To be perfect
I just.
And tight.
What it is. Okay, I watched. I'm not even. You know what? Don't say a word.
Your lawyer, Thaddeus Williams, is saying, don't say a word. Don't say a word, Josh.
It is. Women have been doing this for. Years and years. And there is nothing disgusting about it at all. It's a beautiful.
I never said it was disgusting. And I'm saying I am there with you, being a part of the whole situation. Doctor swarming, me by your side.
What if I tell you that I don't want you by my side? I want you down there.
Okay.
I mean,
then what?
Then I'll go down there.
Cody Hall says, Josh, cut off your own mic right now.
Oh my God.
I'm staying out of this one.
He says, I have a photographic memory. Okay, let's talk about the last conversation we had last night when you got toddler wipes and you said, where do these go for the baby? I'm like, we don't use toddler wipes on a newborn. And you're like, what? You didn't tell me that.
Is there different chemicals in them?
I did tell you that.
You're supposed to only use like water wipes. Okay. And that's my bad. I thought, well, yeah.
They have fragrance and stuff. They're just not... Newborns have very sensitive skin, so you're supposed to use like the more natural water wipes that are specific.
You put the helmet on, you put a cape.
These are toddler wipes that Josh uses. He's like, where should I put these for the baby? I'm like, I told you, like maybe 3 days ago, that the toddler wipes are not what we're going to use for the baby until she's a toddler.
He's planning ahead.
I'm planning ahead.
I'm trying so hard here.
Thanks, Ken. Listen, I've never said, you know.
Look, I got in trouble today because we're watching a tortoise.
We're watching a tortoise
for Kate Mulligan. And today I was like, I'm going to feed him. And I was like, Tommy Johnson is his name. I was like, I'm going to feed you lettuce. And I go, Grace, where's the lettuce? She goes, it's in the fridge. And I came back with cabbage. And I started putting cabbage. And she comes out. She's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
I was like,
no.
What? She's like, it's kale. Well, it turns out he can't, but like, he's like, he has kale. And I was like, I don't know which one is which. So I imagine, Josh, I'd be right there with you.
See, like, I know that it's water wipes. I listened to all those classes. I didn't know that the toddler wipes weren't water wipes. I had no idea.
I told you they weren't. I said the last time we ordered them, we can't use these toddler wipes for the newborn.
I thought it was the other ones that I got at Rouse. Not these.
Anything that says toddler wipes is for a toddler.
I was way off.
Thank you.
Michael Kotzer says, how about that Super Bowl?
Well, everybody, this is the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda.
It's really just marital counseling, which we don't actually, typically in marital counseling, don't you like get to a point where you're like, I hear you and I see you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We just bicker, and then it ends, and we go home. And
I mean,
we're
here's
fine.
The thing: is that Ken was the officiant in our wedding, so it's only appropriate that he be here as our wedding.
Yeah,
counselor,
most pastors counsel the couples before. I didn't get to do that.
No, so now it's after.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken. Everyone here wants to know where I got the rabbi. Thanks, Mr. McCuga. They want to know who the father is. You. I told them. Why does the father have a hot redhead on his side? Different religion. Oh,
woo!
Man, that was great. We went through a journey. And the show can begin.
And we're here. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're just joining.
Can you bring the toddler wipes in here? Could we use them?
I use them for my own.
Yes. Okay. I'll bring the toddler wipes for you guys. Especially with all this hot crock pot, and you're going to need the toddler wipes. You guys definitely need some wet wipes
Unca,
in here.
Unca Van Duren says, I really love Josh, but Amanda... She wins. She does. Listen, this is all in good fun. I hope you guys all know that this is all in good fun. At least I hope. Until we get in the car and
most
I
the
most of the time. But seriously, I am here for anything childbirth related. It's all being said. I'm saying I don't know what I'm going to be like when I'm in the room when everything is going insane. Listen, our buddy Ranger Donald said in chat, Josh is scared of VR games. The birth room may kill him.
It might. And honestly, I'm more terrified for that than I am the birth of my child. Like, I feel like she and I are on the same page. Like,
right.
We got this. And meanwhile, Josh is like, like, he's going to be
all right,
freaking
this
out.
I'm sure this might get rejected. Can we send Ikaika with a camera into the room to capture some footage?
I asked Amanda, so are we going to live stream? Like, what's the deal here? Are we live streaming the birth?
No, that is, we're not going to be doing that. But
sorry, Ikaika, I know you asked for it.
Taking Streamlabs.
Take Streamlabs here in the birth.
Hey, Mom and Dad, you guys swipe up for my birth link. Go ahead. Here's the birth report.
Someone's not too far from that, right? Someone's not too far from that. Oh, boy. Vincente Delgado says, Amanda's going to beat you with your new wooden paddles.
Yeah, Sinead gave me a birthday present this morning for the crock pot. She and the crock pot were starting to make up, and then they got into a fight, but it's fine. They are Toy Story, like wooden spoons and ladles and spatulas.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's great.
So the next
time
that the Hawaiian hunk makes a Hawaiian breakfast, he's got some spatulas to
spatula,
to
spatula city,
so nice
spatula city.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I love this. I think we're working out some stuff. Excuse me. I've got indigestion apparently.
Here's the thing, is that, you know, I always thought if I didn't get into this as a career, I always thought I would make a really good psychiatrist. Okay. I did. I thought I'd make a good listener, a good conversationalist kind of a thing. And maybe it's just that I had a crush on Rene Russo in Tin Cup, which we watched a little bit of last night. Mm-hmm. And then it did pan out that later in life, Rene Russo had a crush on me. So there's that.
Amanda's not going to let you finish that movie tonight, by the way.
And he says she had a crush, but...
Mark, Ken, would you like to...
The video's pretty clear. If Tobey Maguire hates him, Rene Russo loves him.
See? That's correct.
Thank you.
Josh is very likable.
Mm-hmm.
Although not today.
Yeah, not today. But he is typically a very likable guy. Unless you're insecure with yourself, and then you don't like him. That's the honest truth.
What does that mean?
I'm saying if someone is insecure with their own self, they usually don't like you.
I think it's smart. I think it's good.
Because they see you as someone who's like confident and loud and big personality. And you're like a...
I'm not going to get into specifics, but I think I've seen examples of that.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I know people that I could...
Mark, what are you laughing at? Yeah. It's good. But I told you when I first... Not when I first met you, Jess, when we first started working together. I don't know if we would have been friends in high school, but because I am not secure in my position in high school, I would have been like, this Josh guy, he's the swim team captain, all the girls like him, all the teachers like him, I'm over here, just bit, bit. I would have been the problem.
He likes to be center of attention, which can bother people who are maybe insecure within themselves because they see someone who's like, oh, well, isn't he so cocky? Like, he's getting all the attention.
Sammy Leon Mendoza says, I love Josh. My husband doesn't. So there's that, I guess. I'll take that.
Yep. He's an acquired taste, but if you don't like him, don't like him, then I think it's...
Even
it's
the kike
you,
is
not
good.
Kike is like, I hate him.
I hate the guy. I feel like Kike and I become best buds because half the time you guys aren't here. It's just me and Kike. And the thing is, like, you want to play some video games? I'm like, I do.
It's work.
It's work.
Josh just doesn't have like a middle. You don't have like a middle of the line. You're like either way up here or you're down here. There's no like in between. So if you're someone who doesn't handle like high energy well, then you would be like, oh, Josh is too much for me.
Yeah, I could see that. It's probably why, you know, we've only been invited certain places like once, and then we see those people having things again, and Amanda's like, we didn't get invited. I was like, I think it's me.
That's a Kirby Enthusiasm episode right there.
Totally. It's a me.
A GP episode. Yeah. Kimberly G underscore 85 says, just want to say hello. Amanda, you are glowing.
She sure is.
Aw, Kimberly. Thank you.
We have great lighting in here, too.
I'll say, I don't feel great these days. You look great. I will take any compliment because I so appreciate it. I feel, I don't feel how you tell me I look, but I am very grateful for people giving me compliments because
you're gonna look back at those pictures. You take a lot of great photos, and I think what's gonna happen in your golden years when Josh is doing the chair dance by himself at a party, you're gonna look back and your kids are gonna be like, Mama was hot. Look at Mama. Look at Mama. That's when she was like 6 months pregnant with me. Mama had it going on. And you're going to be like, I was a looker.
Guys, I hope so.
Rosie's mom has got it going on.
I was at the bank today, and a woman was very sweet. She told me, your bump is so cute. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then when I was at the doctor, I was like, bump, this is not a bump. This is like a whole ball here. Yeah. But
Riley and I said that at the coffee shop, we're not allowed back.
Yep.
Turns out it was not a bump.
Yep.
Not a
bump. Yep.
And then this sweet older woman at my doctor office, we got to talking, waiting in the waiting room, and she was so sweet. She said, you're very attractive. I was like, oh, thank you so much. And she said, you look very attractive while pregnant. I was like, thank you.
Grandma.
Not awkward, but
and
also
I was even wearing a mask. I was like, even with my mask on, thank you.
Yeah, see, the old guys in the coffee shop, you know, you're pretty hot for a pregnant lady there.
So I don't usually go for pregnant ladies, but you are something.
Is there a gentleman calling?
Have you been to Musso and Frank's? I'd like to take you there.
Men, the looks I get from men are more like, ooh. Like, they're like, I don't think all men, which I understand because you guys can't really relate to pregnancy, obviously, but it is sort of like they'll look at me and be like, shouldn't you like not be here? Like, shouldn't you be in the hospital? Like, I think
we don't even understand the concept.
Yeah. Like you, I think most men think like looking at a woman of my size should like not be on her feet or should be like in the hospital. Like,
I almost like have to cop to that. And I haven't said it directly, but like wondering with Josh, like, you know, you're driving over here by yourself because Josh is here playing Dr. Mario or whatever. sorry. I get in trouble every day, Josh. It's fine. But, you know, I'm like in my head, I'm like, should we bring a camera to the couch and have just Amanda over there at the house? I don't know. So I could cop to that.
Yeah. I think, well, because it's hard. You just see someone heavily pregnant. You're like, she's about to pop.
I just think back pain.
Meanwhile, I'm like, no, I actually like am moving pretty fine these days. I don't feel like I'm about to have a baby. Well,
you did the Peloton 2 nights
ago. I sort of do, but like, really? I still feel like I can do things. I'm still like doing workouts. And
I did
stuff.
12 minutes on a treadmill this morning. I was like, that's good.
I do think I would love to have a camera on me while I'm on the Peloton, though. It is not a good look. And I can't really even ride. I think that was my last day riding it because my knees. Yeah. My legs like hit my belly now and it's not cute. But
I will say this is like, you know, there's sometimes where you see like a pregnant woman and you want to say something nice like, oh my God, when you're due, you look so nice. But as a guy nowadays, you can't say anything to anybody as a man as far like the world has just gotten to a point where like you can't compliment to a certain extent. Now, I'm not trying to be like weird here. I'm just trying to say like back in the day, you could smile at a kid in a story and be like, oh, your kid's so cute. Nowadays, I'm like, what? You want to touch him or something? Like, no.
I just want to get some pasta.
I think kids are kind of cute. Like, there are some adorable kids out there.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's the delivery.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the
delivery.
Well,
I'm not going to be like, hey, your kid's hot.
You want some of Chris West's candy?
I think if you saw a cute kid at the store, you could tell his parent, like, your son is so adorable. I don't think that's weird. If they found that to be weird, then
I mean,
they
I guess it's all in how you look. But also, if I went up to Amanda, like, I would know she is pregnant, right? Because everything else on her body is very small, and she just has a large.
I wouldn't bump say very,
of a baby
but
coming
sure,
out of her,
I appreciate
right?
That.
Like you're very. You've always been very petite, and you know, and
never
so.
Been petite.
Whatever.
He's trying. The man's trying. I'll give him credit. He's trying so hard.
I appreciate it, but never.
How this all started was I was going to say Ken, you could just go and put up a diploma in an office somewhere and based solely on this, be like, I'm a marriage counselor.
This counts as college credit for therapy license.
Yes, it sure does.
I think it does. Kristen McGee in chat says this. People say the weirdest shit to pregnant ladies. I think that's the title of a book.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's,
You should do that.
I do appreciate, I will say, I think it's my experience is slightly different because of COVID, being that I haven't had to experience, thankfully, people coming up and like touching my belly. That to me is so weird and so intrusive. Like,
That's a nice thing.
If I
about
weren't
COVID,
pregnant,
right?
Would you come up and touch me? I just think it's so strange. So,
right.
That to me has been kind of nice. No one's tried to touch me, that everyone's kind of just staying away because of the pandemic. But, most people are very nice and have any comments that have been made to me are very sweet.
Like good intention.
Yes. A guy at Starbucks a couple days ago looked at me and he was like, wow, any day now, huh? Meanwhile, I'm like, well, could be, but
and
it
also,
is sweet. Again, he's a man.
Guy?
He doesn't know.
Josh is going to go look at every Starbucks in the Hollywood
listen,
area.
I've never been in a fight per se, but I'll punch a dude at Starbucks.
He was He was really sweet.
I will help you, Josh.
I will punch that man.
I think we're, to Josh's point and to begin with the man is saying, maybe now, especially men, be aware we're saying, instead of being like, if you feel the desire to comment on about the pregnant lady, don't be like, big, eh?
Yeah. But then, you know, he saved himself because he was like, wow, any day now, you know? And I was like, but then he was like, well, you know, it's such a beautiful thing. Like, this must be so hard for you during COVID. And I said, you know, it's actually not. Like, I've had a pretty positive experience. You know, I don't know any different. And he said, you know, just make sure you treat, I think he asked me if it was a boy or a girl, and I said a girl. And he said, just make sure you teach her kindness and, right. you know, love first.
I liked it. He's like, just make sure you tell her that Q is real.
He was okay. like, the Q and he said really nice things. He's like, you know, just teach her to be a good person. That's what it's all about. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very sweet.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. I think we being able to press pause and kind of take a look at just like the intentions and not holding to someone to flame over intentions is all. But also like the touching of the belly. Like if you weren't pregnant, I wouldn't come up and be like, what's that feel like?
No, don't touch so my
what's
abs.
What's the difference now of a gunk?
It's so weird. I think it's so weird.
Oh, you must work out and just like touching asses.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest, you are a toucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not.
To people we know. But see, this is the thing.
But most I didn't go. Women, I would never went up to Kayla or Candace and like grab the baby belly.
I think you did.
Candace, one time I was drunk.
All right.
And I was and she.
As your lawyer.
But
they're friends. I'm not going up to a random woman at the grocery store and be like, "Agoogie, googie, goo."
I know, but I'm saying. I know, but I'm saying. To my point is that even when you're friends with someone, most women I know don't like it.
Okay,
like,
then I will. Yes, then
even,
now I know.
Even my like, if my brother-in-law came up to me and like rubbed my belly, I'd be like, "That's different."
I mean, old it just Ben so, belly rubbing Macuga.
So.
Old Ben Benny belly rubs.
It feels very intrusive to me. It almost feels like private. I don't know. That's just me. Women probably love
this. This might be my favorite chat of the night. Mazi Agiago says, Josh looks like he gives tight handshakes.
Oh, you do. You're a tight handshake guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a tight handshake guy. Yeah. But, I mean, does anyone like a loose handshake guy?
No, that's the worst.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
That trips me out.
The limpy?
The limp fish?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not.
I still kind of do.
Lauren Romo says, "When you think Josh can't make it any worse, he does."
He does.
Thanks, Lauren.
That is
I appreciate
kind of
you.
His motto.
Listen, if I can't talk my way out of it, I talk my way into it. Okay, if the hole can be dug deeper, give me the mouth shovel.
Yes,
and I will talk my way down.
That is just kind of who Josh is.
Yeah, it's like if I was stuck in a well with somebody, and we had to talk our way to get out of it, I would keep talking, and the water would keep filling up. And we would just keep drowning more. So, you know, that's me.
There you go.
I don't think you... I think you'd actually, in that scenario, you'd be freaking out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't... A well?
It's dark. You wouldn't be trying to talk your way out of anything. You'd just be screaming.
Ranger Donald wants us to do forearm handshakes. And then the fish... I do the pro wrestling handshake. The chat. A pro wrestling handshake is loose because it's letting them know that you understand what the business is about. That's a code. So I just naturally can do that
still. That's creepy.
Yeah. It's comes from Carney stuff.
You're shaking my hand.
Yeah, I don't do it probably too much, but a lot of times like I'll do insider. That because it's like an insider secret. Thing. Okay.
I was just going to write in the chat that I don't trust a man with a limp handshake.
Well, yeah, it's the opposite. But like even Christy McGee says this, keep those handshakes tight.
Yeah,
like, there we are. Generally, yeah. But Josh looks like the one who's like, put her there, pal.
Yeah.
Come in there.
Yeah, like
well, I was taught very young. Like, you know, when we were kids, my dad would always say, if you're going over to a friend's place, make sure you say thank you. Never open up the fridge without asking and always give them firm handshakes. And my dad's like, this is how you shake hands. This is how you do it. And then when you go to church and, you know, in Catholic church, after the gospel or whatever, I forget what part of the church, that's after the kneel part, you give the sign of the peace and it's a handshake. And so like when we were kids, my dad's like, make sure you shake people's hands very nicely. Know that you're like, you're giving them peace. So I shake hands.
I look at it. We got a great handshake conversation. Mosey Asiago says handshake plus half hug shoulder pat. I do that a lot back, you know.
Pre-COVID that one, world. I like that.
Boom, that one. You know, boom, that one.
I've always been a hugger before the pandemic.
Yeah, it's going to change.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm a hugger too, like especially with men.
And also, yeah, big hug guy.
Big, like Scott Mance, big bear hugs.
Yeah.
And I used to be, if I know you, Tiffany Smith walks in. I'm like, yeah, Tiffany. But I don't, and she hasn't said anything, but like, I don't do that as much anymore.
Right.
I just like, I don't want to assume too much from anybody these days.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm not saying that bitter like some incel. I'm just saying it like, let's just not. And then the pandemic hits and it's like, now we're all definitely not going to touch. Right?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I mean,
I'm kind of okay with.
I'm not taking the mask off.
Yeah, being that I'm really? A hugger anyways, I don't mind the non-hug.
Did you see the flu went down like 130% this year?
Oh, of course it did.
Where no one's breathing in crap.
And we're washing our hands. Yeah. Listen, I've used so much hand sanitizer and washed my hands all the time. I mean, I'm snorting hand sanitizer at this point.
My nails are so brittle from washing and sanitizing. There is nothing my prenatal can do to build these nails stronger. They're like paper.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just dry.
Yeah.
Like
cracking.
It's not good. But my hands are clean, so.
Getting ready.
Well, on that note.
On that note.
Old cracked hands Macuga over here. Nothing says.
Oh, there we go. Old hand sauce says my food tastes like hand sanitizer. And I think that's a good way.
I've sprayed that hand sanitizer like onto my face, like a, just put it everywhere. I spray it up my nose.
Yeah,
whatever.
You say spray.
Spray it up, Dale.
Spray, Uncle Joshy.
Oh, Uncle Joshy, spray it up, Dale.
So I sent Josh before we go.
Butterflies. He's thinking it.
Butterflies.
He's thinking it.
I sent. Josh, which you never responded to, but I sent him something on Instagram that said, like, for all partners, husbands, spouses, like, you need to take...
The photos.
Yes.
Didn't I say to you last night in the car? I read it and I was like, oh, then I will make sure that I am taking photos. Put it in the mental bank.
No, but anytime I need him to know something, if I see, like, a meme about it, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to send him the meme, and then he won't think I'm being a nag. And I don't say anything.
That is good.
You never really, like, nag me about anything except for slamming the door and closing the cabinets.
Yeah, that deserves a nag, though.
Oh, yeah.
The door slamming.
What do we got? We got Streamlab.
Streamlab, the cult show. Our friend Brennan Marr says, I find so many pregnant women attractive. And he says that very, courteously. He says, I think Amanda is gorgeous. By the way, I won't tell you how big my new cousin was. You might faint if you knew. Over under 12, 12 pounds, Ikaika? Over under, set the bar there.
12 is a lot.
That's a lot. I don't, can a baby be 12 pounds?
My high school biology teacher was the longest baby in the history of the state of Ohio. Still to this day. I check it on
longest?
It. Like, she sent me a link. Like, this was like right at the beginning of the internet in like 2000. I don't know when the internet started, around then. She's like, look, I'm still in the Ohio, whatever, longest baby in the history of Ohio. Not the longest. The tallest.
Head to toe.
Yeah.
Tail to tip. Ikaika, what are you, also the longest in Hawaii?
No. The heaviest baby ever born was a staggering 22 pounds.
Get out of here.
Born by a 7-foot-11-inch mother.
Get out of here. Was that one of those angels that came down and mated with women?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it say where she's from?
Where are women 7'11"?
At her home in Ohio.
Oh, that tracks. Because they got that. What's that theme park out there with the tallest?
Kings Island?
No.
Cedar Point?
Cedar Point.
Yeah, where like the people pass out.
Yeah, exactly.
Most babies at one aren't even 22 pounds yet. Like
that
after
is
a year.
Huge. Yeah. 22 pounds is heavy.
Good for her. Dang.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I would hope that wasn't vaginal. I hate saying that word on this show, but you can't help it. There's
that one,
no other word for it.
I'll tell you what that one was. Spiritual. A lot of praying in that room. All right. On that note, I think we are 1 week closer to finding out all that will be revealed in House Macuga. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, everyone who super chatted or Streamlab. Portion of those proceeds go to support our friend Graham Butler, the GoFundMe in his name, set up by his family. Proceeds from that going to Fairy Bricks UK and also Bricks themselves going to Autism UK. We thank you all for that. So that is the end of the show here. We're going to be back next week, right? But then we're getting close.
So yeah,
next week might be the last one.
I know. Next week might be my last week.
Okay. Crochet a blanket for her. We'll see you.
Put it on a pillow.
This is the Afternoons with Josh, Ken, and Amanda. A silly look at a pregnant world.
It doesn't matter when you listen, Ken, as long as you're always wrong.
It's always the Afternoons.